Minisode 22 of Futures Radio Show, sponsored by CME Group, the world's leading and most diverse futures and options exchange. CME Group's markets help individuals and businesses around the world manage risk and seize opportunities. Learn more at futuresfundamentals.com.
Every day, traders and investors dive in to tackle the ever-changing markets to find opportunity. Futures Radio Show is your number one source for answers to the questions that all market participants want to ask. Veteran futures trader Anthony Crudele sits down with the most influential leaders and top traders in the industry. Now, here's your host, Anthony Crudele.
Hey, everyone. Before I begin today, I want to thank our sponsors, CME Group, Trading Technologies, and Top Step Trader. Now, the past week, I attended the Global Financial Leadership Conference in Naples, Florida. In this week's episode, I spoke to several of the top financial leaders in the futures industry. Some of the things we spoke about were the launch of Bitcoin futures, trading Bitcoin futures on the same platform as Bitcoin, how the futures industry is coming together to educate new and existing traders, TD Ameritrade's new network, an update on the Russell's transition from ICE to CME Group, and how CME Group is clearing Bitcoin futures. First off, I spoke to CEO of CME Group, Terry Duffy. So without further ado, please enjoy this episode. Terry, welcome back to the show.
Anthony, thank you for having me.
It's year 10 of GFLC. It's the best financial conference in the industry. Tell me why you guys started GFLC.
You know, Anthony, we started this 10 years ago, and we just wanted to have something a little bit different than the customary conference where, you know, there was 1,000 vendors and people that were just trying to sell clients different programs or different applications to the marketplace. And we wanted this to have a place where we could bring in high-end speakers that you could never see at another conference and just have it for clients. And we've been able to accomplish that over the years. And, you know, like I said in my opening remarks yesterday, it's the only conference that someone said to me, it's the only conference you can come to where a panel member would be a keynote speaker at any other event. So to me, that's a real compliment to the conference, and that's what we strive for every year. So that's really why we decided to put this together.
Yeah, well, fantastic idea.
Thank
because
you.
It's the most fun and it's the most insightful conference I ever attended. Now, last year at this time, you and I were speaking and you were just starting your new role as CEO of CME Group.
Yep.
Busy year to say the least, Terry. Talk to us about your first year as CEO.
Yeah, busy year. I mean, obviously, I've been chairman of the company since 2002. I took the company public and then I assumed the role of CEO last year. So it's been a full year that I've had both roles now. And it has been a busy year. So, you know, Anthony, what I really focused on are looking at things that don't work, and it doesn't mean they were wrong at the time, but I was looking at things, you know, you can't keep funding operations that are not successful forever. So what we did was we created liquidity around the clock when it comes to our Globex system. So that allowed me to close down a brick and mortar in Europe and free up a tremendous amount of capital, and that goes back to our shareholders. And it made us much more efficient. So that's one thing that I've been focused on. And then obviously we had a huge investment in Brazil, and it has nothing to do with the Brazil exchange or what its valuation is. We just didn't have any commercial agreements with them anymore. So, you know, for me, my shareholders can invest their money the way they want to. I shouldn't be making stock transactions for them. So I wanted to liquidate that and return that capital. Then also the biggest part of what I've been focused on this year, Anthony, is the client. And it's always about the client. I tell my shareholders all the time, I got to make sure that I focus on the clients. And we're looking at new ways, bringing new participants into the marketplace. We've been really successful, especially in our energy asset class. And then, of course, throughout the other parts of CME Group. So really focusing on the end user client.
Well, let's talk about something that I'm most excited about, Terry, and that's the arrival of Bitcoin futures. Why did CME decide to launch Bitcoin futures?
So I was sitting around with my team one day, and you know, obviously Bitcoin's been in the news, you know, pretty much for the last 9 years. I think it's 9 years old now. Came out at 8 cents, and we didn't do it because of a valuation play or anything of that nature. It's just one of those things that it appears to be an evolution in a way commerce is being transacted. So whether it's Bitcoin or something else, you know, I thought it was important for us to be a part of it. So we made the decision to go launch Bitcoin futures. Now there's many other cryptos out there that you could probably think about. But for me, this was the one that was getting the most amount of attention. And I don't know if it's going to work or not. But I do know one thing. If you take our way of doing business, with our systems, our safeguards, our margining, our mark-to-market, all the things that we bring to the marketplace, limits on positions, intraday limits on trading, these are all things that hopefully this asset class will trade, and if it is an asset class. If not, no harm, no foul.
You just mentioned limits. I know that there's limits down. You talked about those already. Was it 7, 13, and 20? Is there a limit up to the upside in
yes.
Bitcoin?
Yes. Well, there'll be limits on both sides of the equation. So, yes, there is limits to the upside and to the downside. And we haven't, I don't know if we completely released the 20 to 30% intraday limits so off of the last price. So we're still analyzing what those intraday limits are going to look like.
When do you see the contract going live?
You know, I'm hoping to have it approval through the self-certification process at the CFTC and hopefully have the contract up by the end of the year.
So how do you think that blockchain technology is going to change the nature of trading?
I don't know if blockchain technology is going to change the nature of trading. I think when you look at blockchain, I think of it as more of efficiency on the back office side of the equation. So it can create more efficiencies with different processes that we do today in the back office. And that's kind of where we see it being used more often. So even on our Bitcoin, so when you look at Bitcoin, we're going to have it centrally cleared. We won't use blockchain in the wallet system like they're doing today.
Well, getting back to Bitcoin futures, do you have any concerns with the use case of the underlying market?
You know, I think there's concerns all the time when you listen to something new. We've done a lot of research on this product. You know, it's gotten a lot of good press and a lot of bad press. So we'll have to be very cautious in how we do it. And I think that some of the things that I outlined earlier about what we're going to deploy towards Bitcoin with CME's regulatory oversight and the government oversight is a lot different. So, yeah, there's always concerns, but, you know, I'm sure there was concerns when, in 1972 when Leo and others listed the IMM, you know, the first financial futures to be traded. So there's always concerns when new products come out.
Now, is CME using or investing in any blockchain technology?
We have a small investment in the blockchain technology through our venture group, but we're not using it right now. A lot of folks aren't using it yet. I think they're still trying to get their arms around how they want to deploy it into their businesses. So, you know, we want to stay close to it. If it creates efficiencies, you know, we'll be a part of it. And yes, we do have a small investment in blockchain.
Right now, Bitcoin is open 24/7. What's going to be the hours for Bitcoin futures?
Right now, I think we've already announced that there'll be standard CME hours, which will be, you know, we close down a half hour every day for refresh our systems. And then Saturdays are no trading, and then we reopen at 5 o'clock on Sunday. So right now, our objective is to have the same hours for Bitcoin.
So basically, on a Sunday night, we could open up a limit up or a limit down, and that's going to be 7%?
No, we didn't say what the percent's going to be yet, but it could be whatever the percent
whatever
is up or down.
Whatever the percentage would be then. Okay. Any possibility of any other new cryptos in CME's future?
You know, Anthony, I think you have to always be open-minded about new products and what's going to happen. But right now, as I stated earlier, Bitcoin seems to be getting the most amount of attention. It's not too different than when you look at phones today. You know, Apple seems to have a pretty good hold on the phone business, and a company like Google comes in with their product, and it's hard for them to get more traction. And it's no different than, you know, Facebook having the market on social media, and then Google tries to get into that marketplace. It's a little different, so everybody has their niche. I'm not saying that's going to be the same with the cryptos, but right now it seems like most of the attention is focused on the Bitcoin.
Yeah. Last question for you, Terry. I know you're busy.
Sure.
You're a trader at heart. And yep. I know you're always watching the markets. What are you watching these days?
You know what I'm watching, Anthony, a lot right now is retail, and retail concerns me a lot. So this is not any particular product. I'm just looking at, there's 54 million jobs tied to retail in the United States of America. And when people report retail numbers, it appears they're only reporting on a couple firms that are carrying all the weight. So you look at, say, Costco on the food and other product side, then you look at Amazon. Yeah, they're doing good, but if you walk into a lot of brick-and-mortar stores right now, they're not doing well. And there's a lot of jobs tied to this, and I'm very concerned if that job market starts to depreciate because of the way people are doing commerce, that could have an impact on the marketplace.
Terry, thank you so much for joining me on Futures Radio Show. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Anthony, thank you for being here, and thank you for having me.
Next up, I spoke to Rick Lane, CEO of Trading Technologies. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to speak with you. Now, you just got back from India.
I did.
Talk to us a little bit about that trip.
Yeah, it was a whirlwind trip last week, meeting some clients, but also we've got an office out there that, man, the last time I was out was probably 2 years ago to visit the folks out there. Now we're close to 20 people. I think it was two or three folks last time I was there. So a team of primarily engineering that it's a great group of folks. The team is growing by leaps and bounds. We just moved into new office space. But it is an exciting region for us, both from a from an engineering perspective, but also from a business development perspective.
Very cool. Are there a lot of point and click traders in India? I don't know too much about it.
There are. I mean, it runs the gamut. There's a large trading community and a growing trading community. You know, there's. I think we look around the broader landscape and we see more contraction than we see growth. But there's a lot of promise in India.
Wow, very cool. Now, just a few weeks ago, Rick, you and I talked about TT possibly getting Bitcoin on the platform, and then right. Lo and behold, just a week later, they announced Bitcoin futures. So it looks like futures are going to be on the platform before Bitcoin.
That would be my guess. I suspect we'll be day one of CME's futures. We'll be ready and have them on the platform. I think that took us all a little bit off guard. I think we were pegging it probably as 12 months until futures were available. But it's an exciting development for us, nevertheless. It doesn't really change our plans. As when you and I were chatting a few weeks ago, obviously we didn't know that CME was going to be launching. So it was much more of a cash play for us, which is unique for TT for lots of reasons. The biggest being that we've never, with the exception of fixed income and U.S. Treasury markets, we've never really supported a cash FX market or a cash platform to begin with. So it's exciting for us. We have a lot of changes to make to be able to. It's a roughly 24/7 market. So that's unique for us. It's different for us. But I think especially now with an exchange like CME launching futures as soon as they are, it also presents a ton of opportunity with the futures against cash trading opportunities, leveraging a lot of the tools that we build, like Auto Spreader, like ADL, being able to very easily build and have access to that type of technology across futures and cash is exciting for us.
Yeah, I mean, right when I heard that Bitcoin futures were going to be announced and coming out on CME Group, I immediately thought of you guys at TT having Bitcoin on the platform and now having the ability to trade Bitcoin futures side by side. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone else that even has that capability yet.
Yeah, obviously there's likely in-house and there will be in-house platforms, but in terms of trading platforms, I think I hope and I suspect we'll be first to market to have something like that. And you know, it's one thing to have aggregation capabilities and just a single screen to have access to both of those, but we also think we have a lot to add in terms of the workflows and the tools to really enable and empower traders to trade both futures and the cash. It's exciting.
Yeah, it really is exciting. And one of the really cool features that you guys added on the new TT, I believe, was that ADL, mm-hmm. to where people can create algos right there on the platform. It really was like a lot of cut and pasting. Mm-hmm. I'm not someone who's going to be the one who helped someone build an algo, but mm-hmm. I've went through the videos, and it seems very comprehensive and somewhat easy for traders to be able to do this. Now, I'm wondering, are you going to be able to create algos between Bitcoin and then Bitcoin futures?
Yeah, absolutely. Any market that you can access via TT, you can access with all the tools that we provide, including ADL.
Yeah, I mean, that, to me, that's really exciting. I think that brings a whole new wave of of traders into TT.
Yep, that's exciting.
It's been a busy year for TT.
It has.
You guys have added some great features, and one of the features I believe is coming for 2018 is the addition of proprietary indicators. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about this because I think there's a lot of traders like myself that have created an indicator and want to put it on your platform. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to us about the progress of that and if there's anything else new coming out in 2018 that we should be aware of?
Sure. Custom indicators and in general, the ability to, for our trading community to be able to create their own interesting analytics on data and plumb it back in through the system and do so not just from a analytics on charts, which is what I think a lot of people think of when they hear that, but also to have that data and those custom analytics inform trading decisions from an algo perspective as well. So the ability to create a custom indicator and have that plumb back into an ADL algo, for instance. So progress is coming along very nicely. I think we've got some interesting ideas around how you'd go about building custom indicators, whether it's from a somewhat scripting language, even using a tool like ADL or using ADL itself. We want to make sure that you don't need a PhD in computer science to be able to build these things and benefit from them. And I think that's probably, it has been a busy year for us, but I think that's probably the theme for next year, which is empowering our traders to leverage vast amounts of data, not just market data, as you know, you tend to think of when you think of custom indicators and analytics, but also leveraging their own trade data. So giving them, extending what we've already got, a product called Trader Analytics, to be able to find insight in their own trading behavior, couple that with market data and start to really be able to glean insight from their past trading experiences and past trading history and hopefully inform trading decisions going forward.
I have to say, I have to commend you guys at TT, and you just said it, empowering traders is huge, because this next generation of trading, it's so important for us to be able to build the custom algos that we want, use proprietary indicators, look at our statistics, and to be able to really evaluate ourselves as traders.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, opportunity comes in some of the strangest places. MiFID being a requirement, MiFID algo stress testing requirement by, you know, the end of this end of December, essentially, is forcing our hand to build a very robust set of algo back testing tools and stress testing tools. So, you know, I think MiFID's something that a lot of people are scrambling and stressing out about, because just being having readiness and making sure you're compliant. But for us, this really falls in line with what we hope next year is about, which is leveraging vast amounts of data to make better decisions, both from an algo perspective and otherwise.
Rick, thank you again so much for coming on Futures Radio Show. Enjoy the rest of your conference.
Thanks, you too.
Hey everyone, I hope you're enjoying the show so far, but I want to pause and thank one of our sponsors, Trading Technologies. I started using TT in the year 2000, and I love it. It is by far the best trading platform I have ever used, and I've tried a lot of them. With TT, you can trade the global markets from virtually anywhere in the world. They are the world's fastest commercially available futures trading platform. So if you're a trader, what are you waiting for? I highly suggest you go try out TT. Especially because you can try it for free. Just go to tryttnow.com and set up your account. Next up, I spoke to Walt Lucan, CEO of FIA. Walt, welcome back to the show.
Yo, thank you, Anthony.
Yeah, it's great to speak with you. We're coming off what I felt was a very powerful FIA Expo. There was a lot of conversations that didn't just end there. They continued when we left FIA, starting with cryptocurrencies and all sorts of things. But something that I left really feeling positive about the industry was the futures fundamentals. I have been saying for years we need to get everybody on the same page to educate all traders, new and existing traders, on the industry. And you are now somehow achieving that. Talk to us about how this all came into play.
Well, we announced at our expo in Chicago a few weeks back that we were joining with CME Foundation, the Institute for Financial Markets, and the NFA, the National Futures Association, that we were launching Futures Fundamentals, which the CME had been working on for several years to try to educate the general public, the media, policymakers about our markets and the importance of our markets to the general economy. So the announcement was really about socializing that good, that education is everybody's interest, from our industry to policymakers, to all those, to really understand how our markets work, the value they bring to everyday citizens around the country, and how we can work together to try to further that goal.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's been lacking in the industry. And I really commend you guys for pulling this all together. Now, something else that came out of FIA Expo was FIA training. Now, I want to bring my personal experience into this. So I've been in the industry over 20 years. I've studied charts, fundamentals, and those were easy for me. when I started doing Futures Radio Show and I started attending your FIA events, I started learning so much more about the industry that I didn't know and I didn't understand. And there was an education going on behind the scenes. I felt it was hard for me to really learn, as we talk about some of these things, MiFID II, and just understand what's going on behind the scenes. And it's so important for traders and investors, all market participants in the futures industry, to understand this stuff. So talk to us about FIA training.
Well, it's a variation on our educational theme that we were just talking about. But, you know, training in the new post-financial crisis world, we have a new normal. And there's a lot of regulations that people have to be aware of to understand in order to function in this industry. And so about a year ago, we partnered with the CME again, ICE Exchange, as well as we built a couple other types of training modules so that people understand if you're going to get onto those platforms, do training, they understand the rules of the road, that you're allowed to do certain things, that you're not allowed to do certain things. And then that allows both the exchanges, the FCMs that may be carrying customer positions, to have confidence that the people that are using the markets understand, you know, what might be in compliance and what may be out of compliance. And that's just about making our markets more efficient, better regulated, better functioning. And we're very supportive, and we're hoping to roll out several more modules in the coming weeks. And so we're very excited about our training effort.
Now, we just mentioned futures fundamentals and FIA training. Just tell us where people can go to learn more about both of those two products.
Well, Futures Fundamentals has its own website, so it's futuresfundamentals.org. .org is the important part of that. It's not part of a private company anymore. It is part of a charitable legal entity. And then for FIA training, you can go to FIA.org, our site.
Now, I want to talk about innovation, because you guys invest a lot of your time and resources at FIA and technology and innovation. And attending all these conferences, you even heard Leo Melamed say it today, it's everything.
Right.
Technology and innovation is everything in our industry. Why do you guys spend so much time on it as well?
Well, innovation is the theme down here at CME's event as well. And we just came from the Melamed Arditti Innovation Awards. But we think that innovation is the lifeblood of our industry. And you can go throughout time of our industry of all the innovative things that have happened to allow growth to occur. And so FIA wants to be an on-ramp for innovation to our industry. And so we gather every year at our expo 20 of the best startup companies that we can find related to our industry. And we narrow that down to one final innovator of the year. And this year, that was TELUS Labs, which they have discovered a way to map out crop yields in a way that predicts crop yields faster than USDA can predict crop yields. And so, again, very innovative, cost-effective, you know, industry-improving innovations. And that's, to me, where the next growth and opportunities will be for our industry.
Yeah, quick plug, TELUS Labs is going to be coming on my show in the coming months, as because we followed them through your FI Innovations Lab. And once again, just learning more about these startups companies. And like you said, this technology and innovation is what's going to drive us forward.
You know, I was so impressed with TELUS Labs that I promised to get them a meeting with the Secretary of Agriculture. So I'm hoping to deliver on that at some point. But they are so impressive. And again, we wouldn't have discovered it but for, you know, trying to provide a venue and a platform for them to show their wares, along with a lot of other innovative companies.
Walt, thank you for all you do at FIA. Keep up the good work, and thank you again for coming on Futures Radio Show.
Thank you, Anthony.
Next up, we have Sean Smith, Managing Director, Derivatives Licensing at FTSE Russell. Sean, welcome to the show.
Anthony, thanks for having me. It's very exciting to be here.
It's exciting to speak with you today, Sean. Now, I spoke with CEO of FTSE Russell, Ron Bundy, earlier in the year, and we talked about the Russell going from ICE back to CME Group. How has that transition been so far?
The transition has been beyond our expectations at this point. As the market knows that there's over $15 trillion assets under management benchmarked to Russell products. So we are focused on the derivative side of the business in a very big way. The transition to CME has gone, as I just said, beyond our expectations. Open interest is just south of 600,000 contracts, combining futures and options. Over the last 4 days, actually not including today, but over 100,000 contracts a day have traded, which is a tremendous growth, averaging about 70,000 contracts a day. Over 8,300 different clients are trading the Russell products today on CME Group. So we're very excited about that.
So how is that compared to what the product was doing at ICE?
Very good question. ICE, of course, Intercontinental Exchange, is a very important partner of ours through this transition. The product is at a point where it's now surpassing those volumes, and we're very excited about that. Just prior to the transition, we were probably in the same range of average daily volume.
Nice. So you're seeing a bump up in volume and a bump in open interest.
Correct.
Good. That's
correct.
Good to know.
It's very exciting.
Now, the theme for 2017 is really going to be blockchain and cryptocurrencies. And I'm just wondering, with CME launching Bitcoin futures now, what do you guys think about crypto assets and blockchain technology at FTSE Russell?
Oh, thanks for asking. Again, it's early days for cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin kind of currency. So we are just taking a very, very close look and watching it as it matures.
Yeah, because it's one of those things that I think we all have more questions about than answers.
Correct. Yeah. So we're watching it diligently, and keeping an eye on it from the FTSE Russell side.
So with 2017 coming to a close, you guys had a huge year at FTSE Russell. A lot of exciting things happening. What is something that we as traders should be keeping an eye out for in 2018?
Great question. I think the key to watch is the continued growth in average daily volume, open interest, and the ability to trade options on Russell products. The Russell 2000 is showing a tremendous opportunity for growth. There's focus on small cap stocks, which is the Russell 2000. But the whole FTSE Russell suite of product is probably going to be a tremendous opportunity for investors and traders.
Is there anything so far talked about in the conference that you're taking with you? I know we're only halfway through it, but what is something that has resonated with you so far?
Global economy seems to be one of those great themes, and how it's affecting market volatility. I think that, and also the leadership around the globe has a voice, but the people that vote for those leaders have actually a stronger voice than the leaders. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic in the world today.
Yeah, and we'll leave on that note. Sean, thank you so much for coming on Futures Radio Show, and enjoy the rest of your conference.
Thanks. I hope you do the same. Thanks for having me.
Next up is Sunil Cutino, president of CME Clearing. Sunil, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you very much.
It's great to speak with you, Sunil. We talk at all these conferences, and I'm glad to finally sit down with you and talk to you about clearing.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak about clearing. Very few people, you know, get a chance to hear about it.
You're so right, and it's so important to traders.
Absolutely.
It is an integral part of the backbone of what happens, you know, for us. So talk to us about your role at CME, and then explain to us what your customers are asking you when it comes to clearing.
Absolutely. I am the president of CME Clearing. I lead our clearing team globally. And let me take a step back and explain to you what clearing does. You know, a lot of our customers come to CME to manage risk. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty around the world. So when they come to the CME to manage risk, they're looking for certainty. And clearing is providing that certainty. Clearing is giving them the comfort that they don't have to worry about their counterparty when they trade, because the trade is clear. So the act where the exchange is the buyer to every seller and a seller to every buyer is actually perfected through clearing. So clearing actually gives them that comfort. So if you can look back at crises in the past, if you look back through not just the global financial crisis, but if you go back in time, even back to 1987, during the crash, clearing performed very well. So traders, people who participated in our markets and in cleared markets, didn't have to worry that, you know, their trades wouldn't be honored or their performance wouldn't be met. So they would actually come into the market and they could actually lay off risk without worrying about whether the contracts would perform.
Think about that, everybody, how important clearing really is. I mean, you have to know that who you're trading with on the other side is going to hold up to their end of the contract.
Correct. And what clearing does is they don't have to worry about that.
Yes.
So they know that the trade is cleared. The trade is cleared at CME. They traded on the market. And they don't have to worry about that. They can sleep easy and make sure that they only have to worry about managing their risk.
Final thought for today before I let you go back to the conference.
Okay.
Bitcoin futures. What do you have to report to us on that in clearing?
Well, if you think about what we are trying to do here is, you know, taking a step back, what, you know, we wanted to bring greater transparency to this market. So we've been publishing the BRR index for about a year, okay, Bitcoin reference rate. And there are about four constituent exchanges that make up about 60% of the volume that is traded in Bitcoin. And we use that. We have a well-formed index. It follows the IOSCO principles in terms of creating an index based on actual trades. And we publish that out. So we've been publishing that for a year. What has happened since is we've had a lot of interest from clients who have said, we really want, a regulated market to actually help us manage risk. And what we are providing is, transparency. We are bringing market protections and we are bringing regulations to a futures market, and we're giving people a product to manage risk, which is essentially what I started out with. Clearing and exchange traded products is where people come to manage risk. So today there is no such product. And with Bitcoin cash settled futures, this is like any other cash settled future. What it does is it gives you a market where people can either get exposure to Bitcoin prices relative to USD, or manage risk if they have bitcoins in their portfolio.
Yeah, a couple questions I've been getting people writing to us about and saying, well, what happens if something happens to Bitcoin? Let's just say that Bitcoin were to go offline.
Well, there are a few things to understand. This is a cash-settled future, but the reference is Bitcoin prices, Bitcoin USD, the value of Bitcoin in USD,
okay,
traded on four spot exchanges. So I think we need to unpack that comment a little bit. One is the index is very stable. So if your reference was one single spot exchange, then you would have a problem. If you think about it, we have launched a lot of futures products on spot markets. We launch FX futures,
yep,
and there is FX spot market. FX spot market is traded on multiple exchanges everywhere around the world. If you have grains, there is a spot market for grains. So there are markets. There are several spot markets where we provide futures. So this is in the same vein, a futures market that give you that is cash settled. It's not a deliverable. It's a cash settled. So it's settled in US dollars. But it is based on the value of Bitcoin traded in the spot market. And for that, we have a broad-based index. So the fact that we have a broad-based index, brings a lot of stability.
Yep.
So an issue with one spot platform doesn't affect it.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Having said that, if the price in the spot market changes, let's be serious here. If the price in the spot market changes for Bitcoin, of course the futures will also reflect that.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what futures market does is it brings a lot of protections. So if you think about it, we have circuit breakers. We have circuit breakers at up and down circuit breakers at 7%, 13%, and a hard price limit at 20%, just like we, a price limit just like we do for grains. And it is both up and down. So in S&Ps, the hard limit is down. It doesn't apply on the upside, and here it applies on both sides. So we've built market protections there. We have also tailored our risk management for Bitcoin futures, cash-settled Bitcoin futures. So at the product level, our clearing firms can control who can actually access the product and who cannot. We can set credit limits, inline credit limits, pre-execution credit limits on our firms, and our firms can set pre-execution credit limits on clients. So, you know, we apply risk management holistically all the way from the exchange, the market, all the way through to clearing. On the margining side, we will set high margins, okay, in the 25 to 35% range. We haven't given a final number, but when we are close to launch, we'll actually share the margin information. But again, with all the and then we have real-time risk management tools where we can look at exposures not just at a firm level but also at individual large traders within a firm. We can look through the firm. So there are many different risk tools that we have tailored for this product. So we are very conservative. We have developed a conservative risk profile for this product. We're not providing any margin offsets with any other products. So we're going to watch how this product behaves. We have built in a lot of protections, you know, to protect the exchange and our firms and the clients from rapid movements in price. By building all the protections in our Globex market that doesn't exist in spot markets out there.
I mean, we really needed to hear that. Excellent, excellent insight. So, Neil, that was fantastic. I really appreciate you keeping us up to date, everything that's going on in clearing and in explaining clearing with Bitcoin futures. Thank you again so much for coming on Futures Radio Show.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Enjoy the rest of your conference.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Futures Radio Show. If you have any questions or comments for myself or my guests, please visit futuresradioshow.com and sign up to be a premium member for free. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes.